Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending March 20th, 2020. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. 16th case of COVID-19 confirmed in Jamaica. Jamaica confirmed its 16th case of the COVID-19 virus, according to the nation's Ministry of Health. The latest virus victim was described as a person who had traveled to Jamaica from New York on March 10, 2020. This person has been isolated at St. Anne's Bay Hospital. Meanwhile, authorities have quarantined the community of Corn Peace Settlement in Clarendon. The quarantine period will last for 14 days in order for health workers to complete their investigation. The community is where the first coronavirus death occurred in Jamaica. That person had been staying there since his arrival on March 12th. Jamaica currently has 30 people in isolation in hospitals across the island, with 25 quarantined at government facilities and 99 quarantined at home. U.S. government and World Health Organization praised Jamaica for response to coronavirus. The way in which Jamaica's government has responded to the COVID-19 outbreak has received praise from the government of the United States and the World Health Organization, WHO. The commendation came as the island finished working on an isolation ward for COVID-19 patients at the University of the West Indies. At the same time as the country was receiving praise, its Prime Minister Andrew Holness and Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton announced additional measures that included restricting gatherings to no more than 20 individuals and closing bars, nightclubs, and other entertainment venues. These measures were imposed to stop the virus from spreading. This week's Caribbean News. England believes moving test series to Caribbean not realistic in view of coronavirus. A plan to switch the 2020 summer test series from England to the Caribbean was described as an unnecessary option by Johnny Grave, chief of Cricket West Indies. The series, which includes 3 tests, is scheduled to begin on June 4, 2020, but the date is in doubt due to the virus pandemic. While Grave stated a switch was possible, he told the BBC that no discussions have been held with England concerning whether his organization could host the series. He did note that the West Indies are remaining as flexible as possible in the face of uncertainty about the pandemic. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's Diaspora News. Jamaica's Minister of Foreign Affairs calls for diaspora members to delay travel plans. Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, Jamaican Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, is asking members of the nation's diaspora to postpone traveling to Jamaica in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. She also called for diaspora members to delay travel to any nation exhibiting rising rates of the virus's infection. While she acknowledges the strong emotional motivations for traveling at present, Johnson-Smith asked that potential travelers delay their plans for non-essential travel to protect themselves and others from contracting the virus. This week's business news. Government of Jamaica provides largest fiscal stimulus in nation's history. Jamaica's Minister of Finance announced that the government is ready to provide a fiscal stimulus package totaling $25 billion to mitigate the impact that the coronavirus is having on workers and businesses. The goal is to inject sufficient fiscal support into the national economy to calm volatility during a time of uncertainty posed by the pandemic. The stimulus package will be called a CARE program and apply to affected workers by providing temporary cash support. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. Artists Kabaka Pyramid and Protégé changing tour dates. The tours of Kabaka and Protégé will be rescheduled in response to the global coronavirus pandemic and the restrictions imposed on gatherings and traveling around the world. The action is being taken to mitigate the spread of the virus. Kabaka Pyramid's spring tour in the United States should have started in California and ended on April 23, 2020 in Florida. The artist is working with promoters and venues to reschedule his tour dates as quickly as possible. Protégé has postponed his tour of the United Kingdom and Europe in the spring as well. He said he was taking the action with great regret. This week's sports news. Organizers of Olympics and Paralympics believe games will go on despite virus crisis. The Jamaica Olympic Association, JOA, and the Jamaica Paralympic Association, JPA, maintain there are no current plans to cancel any of the competitions in Tokyo, Japan, in the summer of 2020, despite the coronavirus pandemic. According to the JOA, it remains committed to participating in the Olympics in Japan, which is scheduled for July 24th through August 9th, 2020. Additionally, the International Olympics Committee has also affirmed its commitment to the 2020 Tokyo Games, believing there is no need at this point for drastic actions to be taken. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at TurnItUpRadio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at TheEnglishConnectionMedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at E2OnAir.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.